This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist and use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about two of a narcissist's biggest fears: getting older and being average. Getting older and being average are two of most narcissistic people's biggest fears. There are a lot of other fears that narcissists are going to have. And no, I do not speak for all narcissists, y'all. Blah, blah, blah. No, but two of my biggest fears, per se, and two of a lot of other narcissists' biggest fears: getting at being average or getting older. First thing we're going to talk about is being average. A lot of narcissists hate the thought. They have this overwhelming, crippling fear of just being average, being forgotten, and things like that. Just literally just being forgotten, not doing enough stuff in our lives that sets us apart to leave a legacy. You know what I mean? Literally, y'all. That's how it goes right there. You know, just like a lot of us do not want to pass away and be average. That is the fear of that is damn near, like I said, it's damn near crippling. It is a powerful, palpable fear of being average. Like, I feel like I'm not doing enough, or I feel like I haven't done enough now. You know, a lot of people would look at the stuff that I've done so far throughout my life, even over the last 3 years of doing this stuff about social media. They're like, well, Lee, you accomplished a lot. You changed a lot of people's lives. But in my mind, it's not enough. In my heart, it's not enough. I should be doing more. I should, instead of having 290,000 people that follow me on YouTube, why don't I have 1,290,000 people? Why I don't have 3 million people? You see what I'm saying? That's how my mind works. That's how the mind of a lot of narcissistic people works, right there. Like, nothing we do will ever be enough. And like, we have a fear of just like, what is our tombstone going to say? What is it going to say? Like, this is going to say, oh, here lives an average man. He grew up, had kids, got married, had kids. He fit in. He fit into societal standards. Rest in peace. No, nobody wants to do. I know this is not just narcissists, y'all. This is a lot of people. I'm speaking about narcissists generally, that we don't want to be average. Like, goodness gracious, I don't want to just be I don't want to be a background actor in life. I want to be a main event. I want to be the main character, or at least a supporting role. Give me a credit. Credit me. Don't just, hey, extra in this life. I don't want to be an extra in this movie called life. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of narcissistic people will agree with that. They don't want to just be an extra. At least give me a role. Give me an accredited role where I can put this on my resume. You see what I'm saying? Where I can put this on my relationship resume and things like that. Like, just literally, that's literally how my mind works sometimes. Like, I don't want to be a background actor. I want to be the main event. I don't want to be average. I want to stand out, you know? And covert narcissistic people like myself, I'm more along the lines of covert, we want to be the center of attention, but not at the same time. We don't want, like, some of us want to have all the attention on us, but have it seem like it's natural. Like, it's not like we came in the room screaming and yelling. We came in the room just looking different, just feeling different, exuding different energy. Don't want to be average. I don't want to be average. I want to be different. I'm scared to die and just be like, on my tombstone, well, he had some good kids, a good wife, and a good family. And no, y'all, narcissist people, like, I'm telling you, that's why you see a lot of narcissists who feel like they've in your eyes, it seems like they've accomplished a lot, but in their eyes, they haven't. They just, oh, it's not enough. I need more. It's not enough. I need to do this. It's not enough. I need to do that. You see what I'm saying? It's always going to be something like that that goes on. It's going to be something that pulls them to feel like they haven't accomplished enough. The fear of being average is damn near destructive, y'all. It's self-destructive fear. It just is. believe. What can we do to make them feel like they've done enough? This is not about you. It's not about you, you kind, caring, compassionate, empathetic human being. It's not about you. Seriously, no, it's not. This is more along the lines of a narcissistic person has to figure out what they've done enough. Have to be able to live in the moment and be satisfied with what they've accomplished so far. I can experience that nowadays more times than not. I can experience that nowadays. I'm like, well, dang, I look at my social media, I'm like, dang. You know what? This is crazy. Like, who would have thunk it that a person diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder would have over 2 million people that follow them online over all the platforms? Who would have thunk that? No, not me. I wouldn't have thunk it. You mean? And I'm just like, I'm happy. I'm like, damn, that's cool. But then my mind's just like, yeah, you should have 3 million though. You know, when you pass away, like you died, you could die tomorrow and people would just go find another channel to go to. They wouldn't just come back to your video. They were just like, well, he's gone. No legacy, no average. Like, I want to be in the Narcissist Hall of Fame. I know that sounds like silliness, delusions, or grandeur, but I want to be in the Narcissistic Person's Hall of Fame, the helpful narcissist and whatnot. I know people are just like, well, no other narcissist is going to vote for you. I don't care, y'all. I really don't care. A lot of other narcissistic people who watch my stuff are literally jealous of my stuff. That Lee doesn't present the information. Yeah, a lot of them are absolutely jealous of my stuff. I've been jealous of other people, and I see how they behave and how they act. There's no leveling, especially the ones.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Who don't try to level and understand why I say the stuff that I say. They just, oh, wah, 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 cool. Whatever you say. But like I said, fear of being average is just like, you don't want, my therapist said it too. She's like, you don't want to be average. You're scared. She's like, I can see it. It's like, she's like, when I ask you the question, why is what you have right now, why is what you have accomplished so far, why is that not enough? And you can't give me a direct answer. It's the narcissistic part of you is wants to answer and just say, you don't want to be average. You feel like you deserve more. You feel like you should be on Mount Rushmore of narcissistic people. You know what I mean? That's how people feel. But that's the dynamic, though. That's how people's mindsets go. They don't want to be average. In their fear of being average, they'll drag other people down, y'all. Like, if you're with a narcissistic person and they have this distinct fear of being average, they will drag you down. They will hurt you. If you're doing more, if you're doing better than them in life, buckle up. They're going to pull you down. If you're succeeding more than them, buckle up. They're going to pull you down. If you're more attractive to them, buckle up. They're going to pull you down. If you make more money than them, buckle up. They're going to pull you down. They're going to hurt your feelings. They're going to make you feel like you're not doing enough. They're going to project the way we feel inside about ourselves. We're going to project that externally and make you feel that same way. We're going to make you feel like you haven't done enough, even though you might be happy, even though you might be content, even though you might be satisfied with what you've accomplished. You don't care about it. You don't care about it. Like if your tombstone says good mother, good father, good husband, good wife, good whatever. You don't. You want that. Narcissists, we want a damn tombstone that, you know, the tombstone goes like this. The tombstone goes like this right here. It like goes into the ground and then it bends. And it's like, this is the perfect bottle to show this with you. We want the tombstone that goes into the ground like this. Like, here lies Lee Hammack, the greatest narcissist that ever exists. Blah, 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 blah. And then it folds. And then you can, like, it's laying on the ground, you can still read it. You know, to be continued. want the damn thing to fold like this. And y'all, this is my travel bottle I bought when I went to Australia. So it's called a No Matter. You can fold it up and put it in your book bag to carry it and get water and stuff. But yeah, a lot of narcissists feel very average. But part two of this video says, another one of narcissists' biggest fears is getting older. It is. It's just absolutely true, y'all. Narcissists don't want to get old. Narcissists have a fear of getting old. Most narcissistic people fear getting old. I've heard this. I heard a lot of people in different videos say this. Some other stuff on narcissists. When I do listen to their videos, catch bits and pieces of it. They don't want to get old because they feel like they're physically attracted. Their physical attractiveness, their vanity will go away. When I'm old and wrinkly, nobody else is going to want me. in that fear. Like, how would I get supply? How would I get validation when I'm old? You see what I'm saying? That's why you get a lot of aging narcissists that get worse with age. I was like, maybe they'll just grow out of it. They will not grow out of this toxic stuff that they're doing to you. They will not grow out of it, y'all. They will actually grow more into it, become more bitter as they get older, become angrier as they get older. That your grandma or your grandpa that's toxic as hell, that's why you don't like them. That's why you hate going to grandma or grandpa's house, because you can't stand their ass because they're jealous of you because you're young and attractive. You're young and you're just young. You might be young and beautiful. You might be young and handsome. Your grandma, your grandpa might can't stand your little ass because you are attractive and they are older now and they hate it. They're bitter. Your grandma, your grandpa are bitter towards you. Your mom, your dad might be bitter towards you because they are older and you might be more physically attractive than them. I'm just saying, the older they get, the more their vanity goes away and the greater the fear pumps up into them. Like, how do I get supply? How do I get this validation? How do I get people to like me if I'm old? You know what I mean? That's why you see these old, bitter-ass, narcissistic people that are still married and treating their partner horribly. You know, treating their significant other, their husband and their wife, treating them pretty damn terribly. You see this happen all the time, y'all. This is a damn near a common theme in this dynamic right here. You know what I mean? But that's why I just tell people, like, this is part of this. No, you don't sign up for this when you're dealing with a narcissist, y'all. I'm not saying this is okay by any means, any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying this is part of the dynamic that you get when you're dealing with narcissists, you know, that they're going to be this way. Like, when they get older, they're going to get worse, typically. They're not going to be smiling and happy and whatnot and doing all this other stuff. They're just not going to be doing that type of stuff. And I just think I turned my Ring doorbell on. And I just see my cat outside. Running across the front yard, yeah. But yeah, you have to empower yourself. You have to be as strong as possible. And you have to be, you know, take care of yourself. Like, the older they get, the worse they're going to get. You know what I mean? Get the cat. Hold on, y'all. I know I don't stop my video. All I do, cat outside. Boom. I swear I just turned my Ring doorbell on and see my cat darting across the front yard. But that's how it goes sometimes, y'all, when you deal with narcissistic people. The older they get, the worse they get because their vanity goes away. So that's why you see a lot of narcissists that try to build up success in things of that nature. That's why you see a lot of older narcissists, they go for younger people. You see a lot of older narcissists, they feel like they go for younger people because they feel like they're more attractive. Like, the younger beautiful people make them feel better about themselves. Hey, I'm older, but look what I pulled. Look what I got on my shoulder. I'm older, but like, I pulled this young man, this young woman. I'm older, but at least I pulled this. I'm older, but at least I have this. You know what I'm saying? That dynamic exists a lot of times in toxic relationships with narcissistic people. That fear of getting older is very, very real, y'all. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope I broke this down for you enough. Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. If you haven't gotten it, go ahead and go on Lee Hammack Self-Love and scroll across. It's probably scrolling across the bottom of the screen right now. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.